players are out there doing it. That's the main thing, of course. And if they're doing well, then it stands to reason that myself as a manager, but sort of more on behalf of the staff and the players, are recognised for them awards. And Andre equally, you know, someone who was in the mix for an award as well. But, you know, the reality is we, as much as they're nice, and like I say, they're a nice reward for everyone involved, but realistically, it's more about the points on the table and winning games. So that's what we focus on.
I guess you don't really need to be told, do you? Because you know how well you've been playing, you know the results you've been getting. It's just sort of an extra thing, is it?
Yeah, it's an add-on, isn't it? It's an add-on to the recognition the team get. The main recognition we're looking for starters, is the continued belief in how we play from each other, the continued belief in how we work. And the real recognition comes from your own supporters, for starters. But behind that, of course, you know, it's recognised by a panel of good people who, you know, have to look at it monthly on who's doing what. So not remotely would I undermine that, because, it, you know, I think it's great when managers get awards, and I think, you know, whether it's me or someone else, and players as well. So it's, you know, we respect it, but there's more to it than just an award. We look at the team and how they're performing, and currently performing very well.
Only one Andre Gray question, I promise. Has it been a pleasant surprise how quickly he's hit the ground running? It looks, from the outside looking in, as if he's been here years.
I don't think it's a surprise. It's pleasant, the fact that he's enjoying his work and settled very quickly. You can't guarantee it works for everyone, but we think the environment is very good, and I think it's not overly a surprise that if you can attract good players, which we think we do, that they can adapt and you know, join the group very quickly, because that's kind of our job, to be perfectly honest. You know, it's not just about setting up the team tactically, you understand. There's more to it than that. The players spend a lot of time at the training ground, a lot of time with us as a staff, a lot of time with each other. So that kind of mixing period and that settling period is very, very important to allow them, of course, to play well when they're on the pitch and when we have gone through the tactical scenarios. So, you know, you do your homework, you think you're signing the right people and players. It's not an exact science, but so far it's very good in Andre's case, Joey's case, you know, Matty Loughton, Reuven, all these people, Longy, they're all coming as part of the group and adapting very well at the moment.
Another England call for Tom Heaton. That must be the ultimate pat on the back for a player individually to be called up by his country.
Yeah, very pleased. He's, you know, I think it's good on behalf of the whole club, because, yet again, for Burnley players to be recognised beyond the challenges of last season in the Premier League and coming back into the Championship, beyond that, and still being involved in the England setup, of course, that's a fantastic thing. And total respect for the England staff as well for seeing beyond that, because, you know, it's hard for them. People may be saying, oh, you know, he's not playing in the Premier League at the moment, but he's still a fine goalkeeper, and they're recognising that.
Would it be easier for them to pick, I don't want to say this in a derogatory way, not bigger names, but more glamorous Premier League players? Is it a compliment to them that they're actually going below that reputation and actually looking at the individuals involved?
Well, I don't know. I know a couple of the staff there and worked under one in Ray Lewington, and I know that they know real people and players, and I think that's the art of their job. It's not to get too bogged down by public opinion necessary or by media opinion, to see through that when necessary. And I think, I don't know for sure, because I haven't spoke with Ray. I've spoken with him, but not at length about their decision-making process. But I think they're certainly strong enough, and I think Roy's certainly strong enough to pick players who he believes are important to what he wants to do. And so far, he sees Tom as part of that, which is great.